Exhausted French medical staff. Like last Christmas, this intensive care unit in Marseille is struggling with the pressure. The most seriously ill are patients who haven't been vaccinated, like David Sabra. His wife Esther says she thought she was going to be a widow a few days ago. David's grateful he's still alive. He says if he'd been vaccinated, he wouldn't have been at this level of intensive care. While Omicron infections seem to have a lower rate of hospitalization, the extreme increases in infection rates mean the sheer volume of cases are quickly putting medics under pressure. While France is breaking records, so too is Italy. The UK has been running Christmas Day clinics to give vaccinations. The priority is on booster jabs. The government's heavy reliance on vaccinations to try and quell the Omicron infection rates is in question. On Christmas Eve, a record daily figure of 120,000 was reached. And now the Office of National Statistics is warning that 1 in 10 people in London may be infected with COVID in the coming days. Last Christmas, Queen Elizabeth assured people suffering in Britain they wouldn't be alone. This year, though, her focus wasn't on COVID. It was the death of her husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. She expressed her grief on a personal level, talking of how she missed the man to whom she'd been married for 73 years.
Christmas can be hard for those who have lost loved ones. This year especially, I understand why. But for me, in the months since the death of my beloved Philip, I have drawn great comfort from the warmth and affection of the many tributes to his life and work.
At 95 years of age, the Queen takes immense care to avoid any exposure to the virus. But for so many people, especially in London, that isn't the case. And the health service is now warning there's been a 40% increase in hospital admissions. This Christmas is surreal for so many people living in the British capital. The government says that it's watching the data before making any decisions on heavier restrictions. That prediction of 1 in 10 people here suffering from COVID is a sobering statistic. The government may well introduce heavier restrictions, possibly before the new year. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.